Just so you know, that's fine. Because I am chaotic neutral, I will play to that because, like, so right now I'm in the background. I'm brooding. Like, obviously, like, I got upvoted and I got a sense of where Scott was at.
Yeah.
Scott's kind of indifferent. He's just like, I wanted to go on a quest regardless. I'm sitting in the back just so everyone gets kind of like a feel of the sensation. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm visibly upset by this decision. I'm on a bumpy card, even though to me, I knew I had a first class ticket.
Right.
And the rest of you had coach.
I actually speak in Dwarven to Robert and I tell him that if it was up to me, technically, I would have definitely jumped on that train.
And I don't understand that because I'm not a dwarf and a halfling.
But I
he's talking gibberish to me, I smile and nod.
But I literally pour out my heart to him.
But you're in this cart now, jumping around, bouncing, and it's on the spirit road. Okay, you guys are going down the road. You guys, we'll say the paladin is the one driving it, and everyone else is in the back. So you have your night vision, then whatever.
So she did.
Oh, you can, but you guys are. It's getting nighttime now. It's actually getting a little dark, and the sun's setting. And just as you reach the what, let me help you.
Sorry, on this journey, I do try to fall asleep.
Okay.
Oh, and I meditate.
Wake me up.
Can I meditate?
Yep, you can meditate.
Yeah, same here.
What's meditating do?
For the elves, it helps them regain whatever they spent.
Yeah. You should roll a survival check for how bumpy the road is.
Yes.
Can I look out the window?
There's no window. There's a covered wagon.
We're in a cart.
It's a covered wagon. Yeah, I can see the back.
Yeah.
You guys are in the cart.
So some of you are resting, some of you are just sitting, some of you are playing games, one's driving. Yeah. And it's a pretty uneventful trip, actually. You are on the lookout for possible signs of anything going on, but you notice nothing. So, it's dark time now, and you've just reached the woods. The outskirts of the Dragon Wood. A giant forest, and Woodhelm is located not in the middle, but in front of it. It's surrounded by trees. And it's a small village that you know about. What do you guys want to do now? You want
to do a perception check?
I would
just
like
to check
I'd like to see if there's any evil. Okay, divine sense. Presence of strong evil registers on my senses like a noxious odor.
And you're using the spell and it follows you, right? So wherever you go, it goes with you. And what's the radius?
60 feet.
Okay. Well,
good or evil, I confess.
You don't smell anything on you.
It can last for a while, run.
That's fine.
I hear her doing this, I roll my eyes.
And the cart, you can hear wood sounds, like you hear the off distance hoot of the owl, maybe some crickets and whatever.
I'm still driving.
Don't hear anything else, though, as you're bumbling down this road in your cart, your rickety cart. But you are coming towards a clearing, and you can see the silhouette shapes of buildings of a small town. Small town. Mm-hmm. Like a few houses, cottages, and
Woodhelm?
There's no noises.
No sound at all?
Nope. And it's kind of unusual. Perhaps most of the village went to the festivities in the neighboring city, but
can I talk to the horses, see if they saw anything on the way?
Sure.
Odd?
Yeah, you can do that.
Hello.
Well, what are you using to talk to the horses?
It's my speak with animals spell.
And that's a spell you can use now? That's fine. Do you want to use it?
It's one action. It's last 10 minutes.
I'll just say this. No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're overthinking things.
Should I do a perception check on the village?
Yep. In fact, everyone should.
Yeah.
Can you guys wake me up?
Wait,
no,
that's
I
not,
did.
We're doing
yeah,
a perception
we got
check.
Out of the car 17. And I took you with me.
I don't know.
18.
17.
18.
15.
18.
17.
We'll have to wait. 16 plus. Do I add anything?
Why are you rolling two dice?
Get a new tattoo.
Whoa! What's going on?
You got cupping.
What's that? Oh, okay.
Do I add anything to that?
Like it's
what's
like
your perception modifier?
Like I was getting
after we're done here, we're going to play.
What is you don't know your astral hole in the ground.
Wow.
I didn't get it. So Robert comes back there. Robert wakes me up. I literally rolled back over and went back to sleep. I rolled a 1.
Okay, you're in the cart and asleep. All right.
He's out of the cart. I've taken him out.
Well, it's not a natural 20. It's a so you can still see a lot, but it's not a natural 20.
Right.
So.
I didn't hear that.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
Oh, you have to plus your perception for it?
You add your perception modifier.
Oh, I didn't. What did I roll?
It doesn't really matter.
We have enough. We have, as a group, we have
so enough. At least one person did roll enough, so that's fine. Well, you just see the silhouette shapes of these cottages. They're, from where your path is, you see one almost immediately to your right. And there's one just off to the left, not too far. Behind that, there's another one. And then there's another one up ahead. There's two large buildings. One further ahead on the left, and on the right there's a building that looks like the silhouette of a church.
Any lights, any lights on any of these buildings?
Nope.
Just and can I sense anything? Any good or evil?
Well, I sense good. There's
good.
A church.
There's church, and is there holy ground there?
Sure.
Is it consecrated?
It's consecrated. It hasn't been desecrated.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird that there's no people.
Can we go to the first cottage on the right and check it out?
Yep.
So, can you pick the lock on the cottage?
The door opens.
Hold on 1 second.
Nope, the door opens.
Can we do a perception check inside?
Is this us right now?
Where did we go into?
I guess it's kind of the
right side. Right.
But the
church is
not
in the middle.
The
church is that big
right
building that you're talking about.
But it's behind.
And it's dark
and large.
That's
the right.
Church.
A lot of us have
dark it's one
visions,
of the two larger
so.
Buildings.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, if we leave our horses behind, are they like the boots?
Yeah, the cart's fine. I think. I don't know.
We've stopped now. Does
he's smiling.
Yes, I did.
No one wakes you up.
No, I did.
Someone waked you up, I guess.
We got out of the cart.
Someone
waked him
up. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but if we leave the cart behind, it's likely to get stolen. I guess you just smirk about
it. I smirk at everything.
Do we have to tie the horse up?
What is going on?
Horses are tied down.
Okay.
We tie down. We do all our due diligence. We give them food, water, tie them down, whatever we need. Okay. And then
what does he drink?
I don't know. Ask him. What do you drink?
It's a revival crab.
Did you brush Simon down?
The horse isn't named Simon.
Named our horse Simon.
Why are you talking about the horses? You're obviously checking out this cottage that's been opened up.
Yeah. So can we do a perception check inside the cottage?
Whoa!
18
plus.
19.
18 plus 4.
Well, you're going inside it looks like a house. It was
16.
Crit. Oh, you got a crit? Okay, well, you know that this house was... It's been well kept. People do live in this house.
Somebody
you just don't
really
see the people. It's got nice, decent furnishings. It's mostly made of lumber. Since this is a lumber town, pictures of frames of paintings, and there's an oil lamps here and there, and... Nothing of tremendous value. There's some chairs and a rug, and there's an upstairs, but there's nothing up there except the bedrooms.
So no hidden safe, is that what you're telling
me? That's correct. That's true. There's another cottage just off to the behind that one, too.
Let's go to that one.
Okay, you go to this cottage. You're at the door.
Yeah.
And it's locked.
It's locked. Okay.
Can I try and open it?
I kick it in.
Okay, you kick the door, it makes a loud bang.
Also, your foot hurts.
Oh, man.
Crit! I opened that fucking door.
The door falls down.
Clank, and there's a dust. Poof, comes from it.
That was fucking amazing. I've never seen
Daphne.
I'm serious. Question
as Daphne out of the...
Yeah, this is out of
game, What are you saying? Crit.
A critical 20 means...
Is a critical hit. It always succeeds.
Okay. Whatever you
do. As opposed to my natural one, which critically fails. So as the lock picker, I put my tools in, but instead of putting it in the lock, I stab myself in the eye. And Scott comes by and be like, "All right, you're just going to poof." Headbutts the door and opens it, whereas I'm just like, "Ah."
Were you lock picking the door for a one, or were you trying to open it?
I lock picked the door for a one.
You were underneath the door somehow when it got kicked in, and it hits you.
That's fine. How much damage
do you take? No, you don't take damage. It's like, oof! That door hits you. That's not...
I give you a band-aid.
He's pretty small.
You should give me some damage. This is a ridiculous roll.
I'll roll a... You take 2 damage.
Okay.
I walk on the door and tell Craig that he shouldn't be underneath doors. Craig, don't bang the door!
You're supposed to go through doors, not right through them!
Very similar to this one. There is a chest in the living room.
Wow.
I put it under my coat before anybody sees.
We can see this in the middle of the room. It's not hidden.
No.
So then I would like to do a perception check or an investigation check.
You can
inside the room.
It's not much.
Well, we can open it.
There's not much difference.
There's nothing else there. Okay.
You don't see it.
Can I open that chest?
I swat on it with my kilt and I picked it up with my
breast. Let him succeed.
No, you just open it. That's fine.
There you go. Just open the lid while you guys were fucked. Earl just opened the
Okay. Earl opens it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl opened it.
There's wooden toys inside.
Wooden toys. Okay.
Wow. Like sex toys?
One's the shape of a horse. One's the shape of a very simple knight.
A horse is what?
And... that's about it. Little toy vehicles with wheels. Uh-huh. Little toy castles.
It's a very simple village. Okay. People are gone.
Beside you is the church now.
Is there
There's
a toy ball?
Church. I think we should go to the church.
Okay. I take the toys.
We walk towards
the church. Okay, your guys are all walking out of the cottage.
Yeah. I take
the path
take
down
the
to the church.
I'm going
to
write toys in my inventory.
How many toys?
How many toys were in there?
There are 16 toys.
I'll take eight.
You can't fit that many.
Just take three.
I'll take three then.
Do we need to investigate these toys?
There's nothing about these toys. They're made of a nice wood.
I like wood stuff though.
If you see me do weird and stupid
stuff. If you want to be a thief, sure.
No,
like it's not me doing. Like my guy's like chaotic neutral. Yeah. Like I go in there and I'm just like I'll just steal because I'm like, oh okay.
I'm chaotic good.
You guys are walking towards the church.
Yep, we're going
You have now everyone do a perception check, please.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to, we had a sense, but I'm not sensing any.
Did you see me?
14. I got a 20.
Everyone's supposed to be rolling a perception check. I don't know why you guys aren't rolling.
I got a 20.
Did you roll a 20?
I rolled a 20.
She did roll.
Okay, everyone stop rolling. Okay. Daph the Paladin, she notices a lump in the shape of a body. Right. And not by the church, but it's straight ahead, and there's another big building in front of you that leads to the deeper part of the forest. But in front, there's a black lump. It looks like the shape of a lifeless body.
Wow. And is it dark outside? Like, we can't.
It's about... yep, it's dark, but if you have night vision, you can still see a shape.
Yeah, we can see it.
You can see
a
shape.
Yeah,
there's not no really fine details about
not
it.
At the church,
it's about
it's
20
over
feet
here.
20 feet
there's
ahead of you.
Building
so we go
there.
Investigate? Are we all
light.
Going to investigate?
Yeah, we have to go, because there's a body.
Yeah, we're going to investigate the shape.
Light. Yes, speak loud, please. Don't just mouth the words to me.
No, I know they're talking, so I'm just letting you know that. For me to see, I'm casting light.
And
okay.
This is in your hand?
It's 20 feet bright and 20 feet dim.
We'll just walk a little more forward towards it then.
Yeah,
We're all going. And my night vision,
we
go through
the
classes.
We're at the church. Right?
Yep, but now you're walking ahead further. There's a bigger building ahead of you.
Can you see the door?
Well, that's not
the
church.
No, I crossed this up.
There is a big building there.
Okay.
I hope she's wearing a name tag.
So, okay.
It's blue.
Body.
So you see the body, and it looks like a wolf.
Oh,
And judging by the color, it looks like one of the winter... It's the winter wolf.
No, not the winter wolf.
So
are
you
is
going...
Is he dead?
Is there...
He looks dead.
I quickly skin him.
Heal it!
Heal him!
I don't know
Fix
if I
can.
Fix
him
up! It looks dead. I'll do an investigation. Can we check if it's actually...
You're going to have to walk to the body if you're investigating a dead body.
Okay, I roll is do a stealth check first.
You're going to quietly move. Okay, you can quietly move...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can go there if you want.
We're going to go see the dead wolf.
You guys are all stomping around this guy who's trying to sneakily go to the body.
The winter wolf.
So 13 plus
Hey, Greg, what do you steal with it?
Yeah.
So I rolled 17
You would stealthily walk there
can
if you were by yourself.
Him? I haven't had a rest
Do I
yet.
Notice anything as I quietly move through the building?
You know that outside there's a wolf? Is there a person as well?
No,
it's
you
house.
You just see
a
body of a wolf.
Okay, so I quietly went up to the wolf
so I have healing
without
word.
Being detected.
Okay.
And I quickly check. Is the wolf alive?
Do a perception check again, please. Because there's more details than that.
Us? Okay. All of us? Okay.
12, and my perception gets
I'm telling Robert this, so
yeah,
you guys
don't
know.
I rolled a 12 for perception.
And what's the... No modifiers?
I have no modifiers.
Well, you see the wolf. There is blood. You can't tell necessarily what happened to the wolf, other than it was stabbed or something.
Is it breathing?
No. It's not breathing. There's no movement. This wolf is definitely dead. And you can't tell for how long. You do notice there's a... You can't detect what the individual prints are, but you notice there's been a kerfuffle around the area. There's the dirt has been moved around.
So, but I don't see any immediate people near the body.
No.
Okay. So I signal to the rest of the group.
Spells. I should have five spells.
Guys, I signal to the rest of the group to move forwards towards the body in this other building.
Okay. And is the wolf dead? Or is he just injured?
I suspect he's dead, but I leave that up to someone more qualified to check.
So I poke Andrea, him with a stick. Andrea, can you do something for the
Do you recognize me?
Well, he's dead. I'm not wasting my powers on him.
Well, no, we don't know.
Like, okay, so we need to be clear, though.
One of those spells I've attained.
But okay, yeah. So this as the group, like, do you guys all arrive at the body now? I've seen.
Yeah, we're
you.
There. We're at the body. Of the
we're at the body. Well,
okay,
can
you're
all
there.
Do
you're
a
there. Are you
there?
Are you there? Are you there?
We're all.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all at the body.
Can
now.
We just check if he has a pulse?
Yep.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a pulse.
He's dead.
Yep. This
can we look to see how he died?
You can move the body around if you want.
This
is a very, very, very large wolf, by the way. It's not a normal
so
wolf
we can
size.
All
yeah,
it
I'm can.
Strong.
Yep.
Okay.
It's like
so
the size
can
of the
all,
chain
can we all
is
do
available.
That? Can we all do that and look for a possible wound? And do we find anything?
I've done my perception.
It looks like a stabbing wound was what caused the death.
And is there any thing left behind?
Just prints, but they're all messy. There's like a large number of prints around this body.
Listen here, guys. I've been standing here for a little bit.
Sorry, we said it's dead, dead.
It's dead, dead.
It's dead, dead. Yeah. And I suspect that maybe like someone here with better eyes than me. Like it's fairly dark over here. Can someone have a look at this and see if we can see where these footprints go?
Yeah.
Can someone inspect any of these? Perhaps with a 20-sided die.
Do you still have your light?
Yes, I'll try to
and
make
I
a survival to see if I can see where the tracks go.
Okay.
Survival?
What's a survival?
Oh, to wow. track the... I get it.
Do we take a lock of its hair?
Well, we have to bring the wolf...
We will.
We
have actually
to bring the wolf back.
Yeah.
No, we'll take
proof
that it's
do
dead.
Do we put the wolf
Robert?
In our cart?
Survival.
Well,
we
can.
Wisdom check to follow tracks, hunt wild game, guide through wastelands, blah, 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 blah.
Take
investigation, look around to look for clues. So we know where the clues are, but it's for us to... So
an investigation check would tell me there's clues, and a survival check will tell me where they go.
Yeah.
Good to know.
You can deduce the like
this
the
is,
object.
Yeah.
Or,
okay, that's good to know.
The survival itself is actually tracking.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know.
16 on my survival.
Are you wearing like a London?
I have -2 to survival.
What were you looking for again?
The survival. I'm going to try to determine which way the tracks go.
The tracks lead. There's a bunch of tracks, and some of them go to. They all end up in the Dragonwood, and there's not one that in particular pathway. The Dragonwood's just north of you.
Okay.
Past this building that obviously looks like a lumber mill. So now you're up close to it. Oh, God, Andrea.
So Dragonwood is to the north, as well as a single lumber mill.
There is a single lumber mill.
Yeah,
that's what that big building is that I mentioned to you.
This one.
This
one.
My friend, I suggest we follow these tracks into the Dragonwood.
Noticing the light, you hear movement coming from the woods.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay,
I stand there ready. I don't want to go into the woods.
You're not going into the woods. Someone found you.
Oh.
So... You hear rustling and noises.
I tell Scott to turn off his light.
It's too late. So, what you guys see coming from the woods are two giant lizards. And they're on leashes. And falling behind them is a very large man.
Kelly, that's my book. I'm sorry.
And he's got these two giant lizards that have saddles on them. And they look like they could be ridden. But they're walking in. And this guy comes... Oh, I thought I saw a light around here.
I was going to say, I extinguish my light, and I make myself look like a bush.
They've already, but they've had to jump on us.
They've seen us.
They are already there.
We were trying to figure out where this cat lived.
I was going to feed my pets some wolf, but live prey would be better.
I glance over to Earl.
So this guy's got two giant lizards, and there's two of us. And we're fighting.
Obviously wants to eat us.
He wants to eat us. So that means we gotta do some
you're,
sort of
I feel
defense.
Like we need to attack.
You're a big guy. You tell us what you want to do.
Yeah, let's kill these lizards.
You have to roll for initiative then. The first lizard. The leashes let go of the lizards.
Yeah.
And one lizard climbs up the tree. It's kind of comical looking at this giant, huge lizard climbing the tree. It uses its tongue attack and... It grabs after,
I lost the names. The smallest people in the group. Craig and Adriana.
It goes after Ariana.
What?
So you can grapple.
People, we usually get grappled.
I've been grappled.
Yes. Now, I just have to make sure.
What does that mean?
It means you can't move. You've been wrapped up, like tied up, and you're slowly being pulled towards him.
I get my loot out and start playing.
So,
oh, there's a train, please free me.
Oh, I guess it goes in order, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So you have to beat a 13 in order to resist my grapple.
And that's for athletics?
Yep. Well, strength is what I have to roll with.
I have a minus one on strength.
Just roll good.
Yeah, it'll fuck it up.
Nine.
Okay, you're grappled. And you're slowly being pulled forward. So you're ahead of everyone else a little bit. Not what, all the way.
What distance is between us and them?
20 feet.
Okay. And she's been basically... So now hers is 15 feet?
Yep.
17, okay.
Hey guys, I have nothing to...
Second lizard's attack. He's also going to climb up a tree.
Damn it.
Well, the lizards are combined together.
Yeah, I mean, they're both released, right?
But the handler, he does not.
That's correct. You are correct. The second lizard climbs up the same tree, on the opposite side of it. He also lashes his tongue out, and he goes after Kelly Drew. You're going to have to roll for a check of 12.
And
D20? I'm going after line of sight here.
Oh, it's line of sight. Okay. I always thought it was like... they 14! Had small
oh, person. Well, you're not grappled. The tongue goes... comes back, and you hear...
it actually says...
Next up is... Fergus.
Fergus is going to cast a ray of frost on the one grappling my little Ariana.
Yay!
Okay, so I'm going to shoot that guy up on the bucket tree.
We should have our little piece on.
Seven!
Well, that's your action.
And the branches break and hit
the... So is that it? Okay, then. So Jens' turn. That means it's Rob's turn.
Yeah, put ourselves
so
here.
In front of you there is the lumber mill, there's a dead wolf, behind that and to a curve is the forest, and just within your line of sight there's a tree, which the tree by giant lizards are up, and the trainer is still just lurking in the outskirts of the woods. He's not in the woods, but he's near it.
Can you tell him to call the lizards off?
Well, I do get a interaction. I'll do a persuasion. Okay, yeah, persuasion. I have no modifiers to my persuasion. I'll start with that first. I got an 18.
That's pretty good. Okay. Wow. So what are you persuading? Who are you talking to, first of all?
Oh, I'm talking to the master.
Okay.
Directly. I'm not going to reason with the beast because they're not going to understand. So I'm talking to the guy directly. Mm-hmm. I was like, let my friend go now. Like, why are you attacking us? We haven't done anything to you. Let her go.
And then?
Well, I don't understand.
But I also say, it's like, if you don't, we'll be forced to fight you.
Okay, well, that's... you guys are trespassing, and I think I'd like to kill you and let my lizards eat you. And by trespassing, I mean this isn't my town or anything like that. It's just, you know what? I don't like you guys.
Who can speak dragon? It's a dragon.
This is a normal human.
Technically, if you're asking. I okay. speak Draconic.
Well, since I move to
I
attack.
Think I can too,
I move to attack.
He wrings his hands too, thinking what a nice hit. He loves his lizard so much.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for him to eat you.
So this lizard is distracted with grappling Ariana.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which means that I will do a stealth attack on the lizard, giving me advantage on it.
Before you do that, though, can I speak to the lizard?
No, it's my turn. You can't. You can't before me. I'm pretty sure. Not because I don't want you to, but I think technically
no, it's not
you
your
can't.
Turn. You can't do that.
Yeah, yes. Technically you can't. And
so you want to attack
with I get a backstab at it because it is grappling right now. So it can't possibly be facing me to defend an attack. It's grappling one of my.
Even though the tongue is attached to the person, this person
but it's up in the tree.
And it's in a tree.
But it did state that it was up in the tree.
This person is
still in the tree.
Still looking in your general direction, this monster.
Advantage!
I really don't think a stealth is going to work when you can actually see you still.
Yeah. But it's not stealth, but I can't get advantage from
I'll
a backstab.
As long as he's flanking.
Flanking would work, yes.
He gains advantage.
But he's not flanking.
Right.
You're not moving towards him, are you?
I am. No. I'm moving to the tree.
Oh my god. Okay. But he is up in the tree too.
Well, it's pulled 5 feet forwards.
Another thing you can do is you can try to distract it to help out Earl. And Earl.
What's a distraction then? There's no distraction.
No, but you can do something to
under
cause
the
a distraction.
Help. Basically,
and
basically you could be like, hold on, I'm going to fuck you up. Hold on, I'm going to hit you.
You're familiar with Earl my work.
Like, would casting an arrow give an, be a distraction?
No, it's literally under the help.
Just tickle it
so
here.
Under here,
the
where it says help.
Tickle it
you can, literally like be feigning attack, trying to draw his attention, and it would give Earl advantage. When
I need somebody else to be distracting it.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have any flanking abilities or anything like that? Bonuses or anything? No. So, I'll just go for the straight attack.
Okay.
On it there. So how many spaces is it away from? How far is it from me? Right.
Well, from
so,
you, it'll be five
feet
ahead
of us.
So it'd be about 20 feet ahead of the tree. So you can
by the mouth
somebody else.
It's about 5 feet, 10 feet away from just the master.
10 feet from the master in which direction? So just look here. So here we are, and you said that it pulls.
That's where we are.
Get her
master
up,
to two of lizards.
And it's pulled her forwards this way.
Yep.
Okay. Here. Yeah, that's what I got then. Okay, so the two monsters are there also. I hold my ground. But it's within 20 feet. You said
25 feet.
He's still hungry.
25 feet. I do a.
Do you move towards it?
No, short bow.
Okay.
I use my short bow to try and not only occupy it with my attack, but also to try and hit it with the attack.
Okay, go ahead and roll your d20.
Okay, I roll d20. Okay, so not 20.
Wow. Okay, you get this thing right in the eye. He lets out a whack. His tongue disengages. Ariana's free.
Okay.
He twirls back up and he jumps off the tree and he actually leaves. He's gone.
I can't.
Nope,
damage
he's gone.
It?
He just went away.
I have to do damage on it though.
Nope, he's gone.
He's hit by an arrow.
So that's fine, he's gone.
He ran away?
Roll it anyways for your peace of mind. 2 damage.
He's gone? Wow. I'm glad you rolled your dice and he's gone. That
well,
sure
no,
made a
like,
big deal.
It's 1 plus my dex, right?
No.
Henrietta, no! The trainer yells at his sensor. Henrietta, come back! No, my pet darling, no!
You don't get any range.
And now his turn.
Oh.
It'll be,
Are you done, Jen? That's what you're...
After that, it'll be your turn.
Though. Why was it 2, then?
Crit.
So I might as well go for the second one, then.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously that one's just going to keep attacking.
But he's up in the tree, remember?
Yeah, so I'll throw my... Well, because
yeah,
I
javelin.
Have...
You have an interaction first, don't forget.
Yeah.
Listen here! Whatever your name is. Where's my pad? My pad's gone.
You can talk to the trainer.
Yeah.
Bad names. Did you fold it up on me?
What?
I'm getting the... we're gonna kill your second
dragon.
Could you
look at it again?
It's a
here it is.
Giant lizard.
Lizard.
Or lizard.
What kind
of
lizard?
Lizard.
I just talk
to him? I don't have your name.
Yeah, you just talk to it.
Check to the god.
That's fine. I can do that.
Fucking sleep him in the head.
Or you can try to persuade him. Earl!
Talk to the man! I've hit one of his beasts right in the eye. Oh, tell him to stop
that's
this.
That's a good point. Okay, I'll talk to the guy. I'm about to roll dice.
He's
no,
a big boy.
It's just
an
interaction.
It's a persuasion roll.
No, just talk.
Just talk to him.
Oh, okay.
In this case, it's fine. You can talk.
Okay.
You're not
trying
listening
to
his
voice. What I'm trying to say or what I'm saying.
His voice is... Listen.
Hi, stop.
I really think you should stop.
Stop it.
Call
up your lizard.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm gonna say we've injured one.
Yeah.
Are you talking to
the
trainer?
One's gone.
The animal trainer.
Talk to him.
We'll,
like you would.
Yeah. We'll do the same thing.
Listen, though. Caesar.
No, leave my pets alone.
Instead.
Your
then,
pets.
Then call them off.
Okay, the guy's thinking about it, and he snaps his finger, and the other giant lizard comes to his side.
Intimidate. Well, let's see if he gets an intimidation on the guy, though.
Okay, just leave my pets alone. Okay. I'll leave. Just
for some reason.
Just let me go.
Did he kill the wolf?
Well, we need. Yeah, we need some information from this guy.
Like I'm talking like
say,
sequin
so
loincloth.
Always playing the piano when he talks.
Did he actually?
You know what happened to this wolf?
But he already said that he just came up on it dead. Did he not?
Well, he didn't really give us that information. He said he was going to feed his
lizard
his dead
wolf.
Well,
ask him if he killed the wolf.
Did you kill?
No. My boss did, but. He's very nervous looking, and he hops onto the saddle of his giant lizard. Listen, guys, my boss is up ahead. If you guys want to deal with these wolf things, I've got what
basically
I paid for. This is a job for me. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So
intimidate him.
And
I'm gonna intimidate. How do I just say
intimidation check?
Intimidation check.
Yeah.
Say,
tell me your bosses,
or I'm going to fuck your shit. Yeah.
You have to roll intimidation.
You have to roll an intimidation check.
Come on, 20.
How far ahead? I want to know everything. That's not very good, guys.
What is that?
5 plus 8.
You guys can take your chances. I'm out of here.
Fucking Mike Tyson. He's huge as shit.
The guy on his pet lizard, giant lizard, he runs off the direction of his other lizard, and they're gone.
Tell me something about your boss.
That is totally.
These guys, like, I didn't say that. I said, hold your
play back from now on.
These scenarios, do we go into the woods?
No, he's told us that his boss was involved,
maybe it's
and he's up ahead.
Is that
bad? He's done his job to try to, I guess.
So now, as a group, are we following this man?
Oh, no.
I douse my light.
No.
Oh, he's gone. I think we need to go forward.
I think we need
what's good with that dude now, Fergus? You're a little late. They've already crawled up. They've already grabbed Adriana, for God's sake. Adriana, for God's sake.
She's let loose.
She's standing right there. She's probably pissed the shit at you.
Well, anyway, we three have dark vision. So
we are going to go ahead and
five of you
carry
have
on.
Dark
I vote against that.
Wow.
Five of you. I don't.
We're going to carry on because we have a lead on the wolves.
What do you have?
Why don't you want to go to the boss to find out?
I want to check these other buildings. We have not checked the church. We've only checked one large building of the two large buildings, and I don't give a shit about the other cottages.
You want to check the church?
In one of the large buildings, we found a wolf. We have not checked the church, and we have not checked the secondary large building.
Yes, but I have not, when we came to town, I did not sense any evil in the town.
Yet we found a dead winter wolf
dead,
in one of them.
But there's
that's
no evil
clue.
Being.
It wasn't
that's
in
still
it. It was beside it.
It was out front of it.
Yeah.
Earl, let's go check out these little buildings and let's make fucking Craig happy.
Just roll and roll. Everyone, roll an investigation check, please.
On the buildings. In
everything.
General.
Just
7.
10 plus 2.
No, wait, don't lie. 10.
So everyone's got really average rolls, that's fine. You guys separate and look at the buildings, and basically you find everything that you would found in the other buildings.
Just nothing.
Except you go to the second lumber bill, which is just off. It's going to be right there.
Okay.
At the second lumber mill, there's another large building. It's just to the... Basically, it's to the left of the big winter wolf, just a few feet away.
Yeah.
You come, and the door's kind of locked. You jiggle it. You can't open it.
I do a lockpick check, but I... listen here, Adriana, you've got skilled hands, too, being a fellow small folk yourself. How about we give us a go and try and roll together to try and open this lock?
She's got skilled hands? She might be married, buddy. Calm the fuck down.
That doesn't stop me from trying to get myself a little bit of handy J's.
Because she knows a mage hand.
So, slight of
17.
Hand.
She's got a 17.
Oh,
plus
perfect.
5.
Okay,
yeah.
You unlock the door.
She unlocks the door.
I only got an 8. I'm rubbish at opening things. Oh, that
do an investigation check, everyone, please.
Yep.
17.
Motherfucker, that's a good one. 24.
Okay, you see all the townspeople that were left who didn't go to the festival, they're all asleep on the floor. They're not uncomfortable, they look fine, they're just propped up here and there, but for some reason they're all asleep. And obviously something's happened in this town that...
Just give me a heads up if this is magical. I can't put this many people asleep. That's danger.
Can I detect magic?
Yes, good,
magic.
Good. Perfect
opportunity. I'm going to detect magic. What do I have to do?
Roll your d20 and then use your arcana modifier.
No,
or you want to use a spell? You want to use a
spell?
Okay, go ahead. Well, you just cast it. That's fine.
It lasts for so long.
Detect magic.
Literally.
You detect a type of sleep spell that was used on these people.
Is it still present in the room if we were to enter?
No. It's just affected the people, and it's not like something that lingers
it's
in the
not
air.
Contagious?
No.
Does anyone have an awake?
Awakenings.
No, can
you
tickle them?
You tickle them and ask them, do you know me? Do you know who I am?
They were able to wake them up, so why shouldn't we be able to wake these people up? We try to wake them up.
It's a different... What were you saying?
When Fergus cast his sleep spell, we were able to wake the guy up. Easily you could wake him up.
No,
you don't know what the...
His friend.
Yeah, but I mean...
You don't know
me.
The origins of the spell, so you don't know if it's the same thing.
We could try to wake him up.
You do try, but they're just soundly sleeping. They're just sleeping.
Very good thinking on the side of the box.
Thank you.
They're just having a good snooze. Or you can hear the gentle...
So, when is Rob going to pickpocket them all?
Well, I was going to wait till you guys are on your way out. I was going to do a pickpocket, though.
And they're all up his kilt now. All
okay, you're inside the room with them. Okay. Who's all in the room?
Everybody's in the room.
No, he's at the door.
Okay.
I'm at the door.
I'm standing guard.
Eric, they're fine.
I go into the room now.
That's very squishy.
Now that I know everyone else is fine, I go into the room.
And it's just a woodmill. You see the machinery that uses cut woods, and there's some scrap woods and partially made things and lumber ready to be transported.
So this isn't a normal sleep spell. Just to give you a heads up, I just poked that guy in the eye and he didn't wake up. So
I check everybody's pockets, and I will share it with the group because we're all together. I check everyone's pockets for any kind of silver or copper.
You find various loose small coins of copper.
Okay, how much copper between all of us?
Now's not the time to loot in front of the paladin.
Are you guys wanting to...
Are
you watching this? Because he's not rolling a stealth roll, so you're watching this.
I'm doing this in blind, open defiance. Yeah. Like, they're all
and
asleep.
I'm against this, because this is wrong. These are good people. And you don't need to be pickpocketed. No. We need to find out and see our request and find out what's going on.
Kind of
well, why do you have to see anything else? I can't detect magic then with my divine sense.
You
only
did.
Evil
can you
and
only
good.
Detect evil
and good.
And
good.
Yeah, there's nothing
malicious
going
on
here.
On objects as well.
He can cast a sleep spell, but you don't instantly sense he's evil.
So I'm upset and I'm after Robert and I'm telling him. Leave those people alone. Leave those people alone. We've got to move on.
Just let us know my intentions are
They're
not
fine.
Evil right now.
Okay. I asked we put it to a vote for the copper in the room. Who wants to take the copper from the sleeping people?
Nobody.
No.
Two people.
Nobody.
Two people. Okay. With that vote. Okay. I agree. I agree. But then I roll sleight of hand. 19. Plus my modifier of plus
Everyone's
four.
In the room still.
Sleight of hand. They don't see me do the sleight of hand.
We don't see him.
You're all turned away from...
Yeah. No, I don't see any of him. It's a small room.
It's a sleight of hand. I rolled a 19 plus 4.
Well, why are you doing... Well, you should have done it when someone's turned away or distracted. Everyone's watching practically.
Everyone voted against it. They're not doing their business. I roll sleight of hand. We're not looking.
No, but you already said that you were going to pickpocket all
the DM kind of has the overruling in this, and he says that there's more than one person that's watching. You at this
Craig, that's her. Craig, I take him aside for a second and whisper, and I'm basically like, now's not the time in front of the paladin.
Okay.
Okay, I'll wait till she's in the levee, and then I get my cut.
So,
and Earl there?
Did we check another building?
You hear a howl.
There's a wolf, let's fucking move!
Yes. It's in the... further into the woods, you can tell.
Yes, so where we should have gone instead of being... Listen around in these buildings.
Okay, so then we run to the woods. Now we're running to the woods.
We go to the woods.
Okay,
with
you're
our,
running?
Our dark vision, we can see. We've got our horse and our cart. We bring our horse and our cart with us.
It's not going to go into the woods. Oh,
okay.
This is thick woods.
Yeah. It's thick woods. We can't take it? Okay,
sure
so we...
Separate.
off we go into the woods in the direction of the boss and the owl.
Supposedly the boss is there. You don't
perception
know that.
Check it?
You can perception check if you want.
The woods itself?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
18.
It's...
18 plus...
17. The woods are already quiet. You think a woods would have some...
Yeah.
What?
I was...
Some animal sounds. An owl, at least.
No, definitely. It's quiet. It's like... Ooh. What?
If you guys want, Craig and I will scout ahead.
You don't have dark vision, and I won't think we should stay together.
No, but I can create a minor illusion of, like, a dark bush around us, and we can move forward.
I know, but I think we should stay together because we're better together.
You guys are walking into the woods.
We're better together.
You guys are walking into the woods together so far.
And
your perception, you hear...
I accept the bush with morning sickness somehow.
What is happening?
It's far away. It's
what is making
the howling noise came from further north, but you're hearing this to the west.
Okay, well, I'm going to go investigate that one.
Okay.
You can't go by yourself.
I don't think it's worth it.
You can't go by yourself.
So you can roll a perception check if you want.
Yeah, do we recognize that?
No, we don't recognize
the
sound.
I'd like to do an investigation check to see if I recognize that.
Your druid detects a language, it's a nature-related language that only Kishish can understand.
Okay.
So everyone else can sort of hear this weird murmuring sound.
See facial expressions that she knows what's going on, or she's very concealed?
Yeah.
Depressed.
I'm an actress.
Do you have night vision? Do you have dark vision?
Yeah. You're hearing a voice that says,
"Hello, watch over here for a second."
You shut his light
off. I don't like it.
I'll turn on my light.
I have to say, Daphne does not smell anything evil. I will say that.
No, my sense. I still have my divine sense.
She doesn't smell anything good or evil. It's
a
weird smell.
It's that weird smell that the other wolves smell.
No. This smell is not maleficent. It's a weird in between, but it's not evil, that's for sure. So it has no evil intentions.
Okay.
But you definitely hear a voice, "Don't worry, I'm okay. Hey, hi. Come on over here for a second."
Luella, what is it? Why did you stop walking? Tell me already. I'm getting impatient.
You can't see your face because he doesn't have dark vision.
There's something compelling me to go and investigate. I'm sorry, guys.
I just want to talk. Hi.
Hello. Can we just do this for a couple minutes before we continue?
Okay, but we all have to
stay
together.
What are we doing, Druella? Tell me now!
We're investigating the weird meanings.
Can you understand?
The sound?
Yes. Oh. I can understand what's happening.
Well, what is it saying? Stuff. Tell me!
Tell us what it's saying.
Well, I'm not sure yet. We have to go closer.
I'm going to take the time to ritual cast Comprehend Languages.
Okay.
It takes me a few extra minutes, but I'll...
Okay. Basically, this time passes, and you cast your spell, and you hear the exact same thing Kelly just heard. Was,
hey, is there someone there? Hey, come on over here for a moment. I just want to talk to you for a second.
Okay, well, if you guys think that somebody's trapped, the great thing is that we go and we find out if we can help them.
I get really aggressive. Have you told us what you heard? Do we know?
No, we don't know.
It's up to these two people.
You explain it to the group. Okay, understanding that now, I become less aggressive to ignore the sounds, and I'm all for it.
Okay,
I move stealthily towards their hidden. The group will move towards it, but I will move in a way that keeps me hidden when the group arrives.
Okay, that's fine.
Can I move stealthily too?
You may.
Really good.
Can I also?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
No, really.
You're
like, oh my god, this is me behind the bush.
You can.
I don't want to be hit. I have 14. 11 plus 3.
And I will just bust through that bush.
I got 18 plus
4. Everyone's walking towards the west of the forest. Yes. So you're quiet enough.
But I'm hidden.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
So everyone's just walking. You hear the... That's great.
Yeah. Guys, come over this way! Hey, everybody!
I'm saying it. Nope.
I'm right there with you.
Clank.
Seriously, I felt like this time I should jingle my fucking horn.
Okay.
Everybody, let's go this way.
Everyone but Robert roll for initiative because of that noise.
So. Okay, I go back to the cart.
Laid in the back. Joanna
can take over for you too.
And you're safe.
Oh my gosh.
No, let's not.
So you're going to have a long sleep and you're regenerating.
Oh, sounds good.
All right, so you can go feed that baby.
So the bard is just going back because he's, well, that's enough of this for now. I'm going to check the horses.
I'm sorry. Hi, guys.
You'll get experience, right?
Robert, what was your
number? The
20.
The one.
17.
The one you need the most.
Still hidden, though.
So
okay.
You have all of your dice?
Well,
two twig blights pop up.
What?
Two twig blights. It's like little tree shaped little monsters. They come up. They're not very big. They're pretty insignificant, but you woke them up and they're like, "Wah! What's going on?"
I have a great axe.
So, Savitsky, you go first.
You know what? I noticed that when we first met.
They're not harming anybody. They're part of nature. No need to kill them.
No,
you go first.
Yeah! We're twig and attack you. They're gonna attack you. Twig blights.
What's
your alignment?
What do you have for your weapon?
Oh, I got a great axe.
Well, go ahead.
But they must get advantage. Do they talk?
Nope, they're just monsters. They're just random little monsters.
Okay,
that
they weren't the source of the sound.
That wasn't the source of the sound.
That's correct.
So who's your fucking role?
I'm gonna kill him.
No, well, yeah, that's fine.
Can I kill them both in one sitting?
Just leave it.
Okay. All right, kill him.
He was hit on attack, so he gets advantage.
That's fine.
Okay, so roll your d20 twice and take the higher number.
12.
Roll again. Second time.
11.
12. So you take the 12 and then add your 17.
What's this plus 3?
That's your damage.
Oh, okay.
Well, you hit him, so you can use your weapon now to attack.
So I know we haven't done this game session, but this is your damage space. And then you add your 3, which is your strength.
Oh my gosh, first time.
Why did you? I've always rolled my attack.
He has advantage. Can he re-roll his?
Yes, you can.
That's funny.
8.
And add your 3.
11.
And, oh, he's dead. He shatters in twigs. And there, he's gone. you lift your axe down, and yeah, you just split him in half, and you use it.
Ow!
And dies.
And I take part of that twig and light it.
So there's one twig blade left, and the next person in the order is, I guess, Robert.
Okay, I roll advantage for backstab. So that time, I take my 18.
Yeah, you hit him.
Yeah, so I hit him. Hi, and then, what if part is my backstab? I guess you roll 2d6 damage.
Because you're a stab, you get an attack.
Plus 2 for the initial dice, which will be the gray one, will be my initial attack.
Okay.
And this one will be the additional dice. So, 6 plus 2. So, I roll 10.
Yep, you're stabbing with your knives repeatedly, you turn him into different wooden pieces, and he's not moving anymore, he's dead.
I hate you, Dad!
Just keep his fucking
deep down in shoes.
That's what we do here.
And you're annoyed. But, Scott.
6 plus 2 is not 10, sorry.
But,
plus 2 to my attack. I get a plus 2 to
my and Scott her. Yeah. Hey, good job, you guys.
No, because I said I. That's what I said to my friends. I said the gray dice.
It's videotaped.
No, but it's supposed to be damage.
Videotaped. There's no camera.
It
it's on air.
Oh, remember, this is the one we made. Like the pre-made characters had.
Okay, so we got rid of these tweet bites. Can we now? Yep. Carry on to these voices.
There's no more voices, or
no? There's still the voice. It's like, good job, guys. I heard the battle. What's going on? Come on over. Can someone say something? Can someone say something to me?
Can I talk?
Yeah.
Speak of them?
Talking. You can talk however you want.
Oh, okay. That's
okay,
Ryan should know
we're
that.
We're coming
then.
To find where you
no,
are.
No, but for Ryan's sake, just so he knows.
Keep
Sorry. Retcon that. Like, I get plus. I can because my dagger's finesse.
Yeah.
Is the short sword finesse?
Yes.
Okay, so I should have been able to use a plus 4, but it's
dead
anyway.
That's dexterity.
I'm just changing it now, just so you're aware.
That's fine. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm talking with this voice, asking it where it is. Keep talking so we can find you.
Oh, you're right on top of me! Hi!
What?
But you stay
right
sitting
on top of you?
Oh!
Okay. Oh. What's happening? Where are you?
What language are you speaking?
Well, I don't know. What language is it speaking?
Are you speaking common to this thing?
No.
Well, I would understand what it's talking about.
Yeah, but...
you have to roll to understand animals, or you can inherently speak
just talk to it. Just talk to it in common.
It's not an animal.
Okay, I'm talking
in common. It's your vocal languages.
So,
well, I couldn't understand it.
What's
happening?
There's a long pause, and then... Hey, hi, am I speaking correctly? This person is now speaking common.
Okay.
Here's this small sapling right in front of you, and apparently that's what's talking to you. And it's saying, well, hi! You guys! You made it into the woods! Wow, there's a lot going on in here! It's kind of weird!
Okay,
I don't
well, can we find out what he knows?
Ooh, yeah. Just ask him a question.
Just ask him, we don't have to... Okay. So, okay, well, what's been going on? Have you seen any bad people?
There's a long pause. You know, there's something awful happening around here. You know, I'm not really from here. And this tree kind of quivers a bit, and it looks like it's kind of confused, like it's trying to move, like you guys are doing, but it's a tree. It's you know, I think I took the wrong form when I came down here, but I like trees. Trees are pretty good. So he just sits there waiting for you to ask a question, I think. He doesn't really know how to interact with people.
So is it something we can check a religion for?
No,
is
just talk to it.
Just talk
Would
to
you
it?
Mind becoming a form that we're more familiar with?
I'm not familiar with trees.
No, I prefer that you are one of us. Be a human. Can you turn yourself into a human by any chance?
I could. Can you tell me what a human looks like, please?
Oh, my friend over here. Are you here?
Yeah.
What's your question, by the way? You keep raising your hand.
Oh, I was going to fuck off and get a plot for him, but if he's going to be able to change his form, then... Yeah, I was literally going to walk back to one of the houses and grab a plot and let's fucking transport him. Let's take him with us, like...
My friend here is a human. Would you be able to take a shape similar to his?
You notice it fades a little bit, this tree? It's sort of like a digital corruption. It's still there now. But it was distorted for a second there. It was like it phased from reality. Mm. And he says, I don't think I got much time left, but I do want to tell you guys that up ahead, there's something bad up there. I don't know if you guys want to go there or not, but if you do, I'll give you something to help you out.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. That's fucking amazing of you.
I don't know what sarcasm is yet, but I think that's it.
What are you giving us? What have you got to offer?
What have you got to offer?
Who is good?
I need one of you guys to approach me, please.
Druina, you're more familiar with these plant types. You know how to talk to them.
Sure.
Druella.
I approach the plant.
Okay, this is going to be weird, but...
You have to roll your d20.
I love how the voice fucking is like, it's going to be weird, but you got to go.
So, the sapling, it phases again.
This is happening pretty quickly, but you're going to have to grab a branch and just take it off, please. Just take a branch. Just take one of my branches. Hurry! Hurry!
So you take a branch and...
Ow! That's bigger than I thought!
Like half of it's gone now. You got this... you've got this fair-sized branch and it has little tiny little branches on it with leaves and... Well, and then he's about to say something, but he disappears. Like, there's a whole... There's not even a hole left behind from what is...
But we still possess
the branch.
You still possess the branch, but this... Whatever this tree was, there is no evidence of it existing other than what you have in your hands.
Okay.
So it phased and disappeared.
And what I have in my hand, does it also talk?
Nope, it's just a branch, but you suspect... just roll an Arcana roll, maybe. Check.
What is that,
d20? Yeah, roll a d20 plus your Arcana initiative or modifier.
16?
14.
Anybody have a good Arcana check?
14.
16 and...
That's fine. That's enough. So
plus 4.
That's plenty.
18.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Don't worry. That's fine. Stop checking. you don't know what properties it has, but you definitely can tell it's magical. But that's it. You just don't know what property it has yet.
Okay. So don't throw the branch away.
Well, I have a detect magic.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't waste it.
And, yeah, someone helped you, but you don't know what they are, who they are. Okay,
can
Scott.
I set it on fire?
at this point,
I haven't identified, but I need a 100 gold piece gem.
Wow. You have a diamond.
As a focus, too. It's a 10 gold piece. It's not quite going to work.
You could use your magic, but I don't know if you're going to like the answer.
No.
The exact magic will tell you.
We're supposed to use it up ahead anyway.
I'm getting quite impatient at this point. I've had enough of this side quest. And Craig's, I'm going to say, listen here, I've had enough of these trees.
North is where you're going.